Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a cut to the universal social charge, mortgage interest relief for some, and a deferral of an excise duty increase on petrol and diesel to next year have been confirmed, as you know by now, in Budget 24. Further cuts in childcare and a reduction in college fees were also announced, and all households will receive a further set of credits to help with energy bills over the winter. But how has it been going down among those outside of Leinster House? Well, our reporter Una Kelly has spent the afternoon with Naas Community Men's Shed in Kildare, and she's with me now. I can't wait to hear what they had to say. Una, I must say, what's the profile of that group, and how do they see themselves benefiting or not from the announcements today?
Well, Cormac, they're a group of retired men, as you might guess. They have an age range roughly of from being in their 60s up to in their 80s. So I sat with them this afternoon as they digested all the details of the budget over coffee and sandwiches. Now, they're a really active social group and they're trying to make the most out of their retirement. But some are still finding themselves concerned about rising costs for themselves while they're on a fixed income, and also rising costs for their extended families. For example, Tony Smith from Naas, he's of course retired. He and his wife Marion have two sons, four grandchildren, and he was looking out for how their young families might benefit.
Two of our grandchildren have disability, so from the budgetary point of view, I'm delighted to see that there's an increase in carers' allowance for children with disability, which will help my son and daughter-in-law greatly. It's nice to see an increase in the pension as well, but in terms of ongoing costs, I think it's quite difficult. I think we're really standing still. I don't see it being any advantage as time goes on, because I think whatever we get will be eroded, because nobody knows what the increases will be like in the coming months. They say that inflation's going down, but fuel prices don't seem to be coming down too much. Overall costs for everybody, I think, doesn't look like there's going to be any benefit to us in the long term.
That was Tony Smith there, and that was quite a similar feeling amongst the group, of feeling that, you know, it's good to get something, but that it won't go far enough. And people in the group, of course, had their own particular circumstances. Jerry Murphy from Naas as well. He and his wife Bernadette have three children and are retired, but they now also foster three children. And he told me that foster families have been finding budgets very tight for the past couple of years, so they were looking out for how they might be helped this time around.
The increase in foster payments obviously is a huge concern for me. It's something that I looked for, and I'm glad to see it's coming at the end of the year. I'm just disappointed it's not kicking in immediately, because, as I said, a lot of people who foster children at the moment are finding it hard to keep going financially with travel expenses and other expenses. So it would have been nice to see probably more, but at the end of the day, at least this budget, we got something, so I'm thankful for that.
Was there anything else that stood out for you?
Yeah, so I was very glad to see the amount of money that was being put into educational, into the future for education. A lot of the kids that we would foster and a lot of the kids we would come across who have disabilities. I have a son with cystic fibrosis, for instance, and it's lovely to see that the money is being put into schemes and advancing education for people who may not be in a position to pursue full-time third level education. It's wonderful to see that.
Was there anything that's disappointed you about the budget this year?
It doesn't do an awful lot to alleviate. They say that it will alleviate, you know, going forward, the expenses, the day-to-day expenses. But we all know that fuel is going up. We all know that, you know, groceries are going up. And all the incidentals that every one of us here in this room has to provide for our families day in, day out are going up. It gives us a few bob more, but I kind of see that money being gobbled up already.
And that was Jerry Murphy there, also with the feeling that this budget does help, but had the feeling that they're still kind of standing still in a way. There were some people in the group, though, who were more content. Norman Farraher, for example, he has four children and several grandchildren. And when he looked at what this budget meant for his own particular circumstances, he was feeling okay about it.
From the circumstances of myself and my family, it's good. But I'm very conscious of people with children with disability, children with difficulty with the cost of education and childcare. I'm very conscious of that. But I'll just say what it means. It just means that my daughter will get tax relief on her mortgage. Her children, she'll get extra children's allowance. She'll get a payment at Christmas. That to me is positive. And her children, her young child will be going into childcare. So that's positive. I see it from that point of view. From my own point of view, both myself and Sheila have state pensions, so we will get an increase in that. So it means I have more discretionary income to spend. And I think that's the important thing, that the money comes to the individual to allow them to spend it well. They have the control over their money. And the more you give that way, the better for the economy, because we'll put the money back into the economy, but we have it to spend. So for me, the budget is very positive.
And what about things like the energy credits and fuel allowance? Will that be helpful for you?
I wouldn't get the fuel allowance, but I will get the energy credits, which will certainly reduce my I don't have turf or any of that. I have oil. So it reduces by 450, and it's coming down. So to me, I find it great that we're getting a subsidy and that the state can afford to give it. And
That was Norman Farahar there. Now, something that did keep coming up in that group as well was some of the men saying that they're actually very concerned for their children and grandchildren due to the housing crisis. Paddy O'Connor, for example, has 9 grandchildren, all of them young adults from mid-20s up to early 30s. And he feels that they're worse off than his generation.
None of them have housing. They're all working, but none of them seem to be able to make the grade to buy their own house. Some of them would have to stop their education because of rental problems to get rental house. They had to stop after leaving CERT and go working. So the senior ones, I have some of them over 30, down to the mid-20s, and they're trying their best, like even living at home and being allowed to save all their wages, like they still have a long way to go before they can get enough money together to buy a house of their choice in an area of their choice. Like.
So, for example, your family who are renting, they'll get €750 in a tax credit this year. Do you think?
It's pretty small enough, I'd say. It's not. It's kind of thrown small bits at it, like to help them. But it when they go to borrow, like, and with the fluctuation of the money market, you don't know what is going to come up. To meet payments, and the bank of granddad and granny will have to come into play all the time, I'd say, you know.
So essentially, you'd be concerned that your grandchildren don't have the same security or same standard of living that you might have enjoyed?
Correct and right, yeah. Like, if they're heading into their early 30s, like, and they're still living at home, it's putting a hell of a pressure on the parents. Well, the parents will be ageing as well then and having to try and listen to their problems and keep them going. It just puts a bit of stress in a family house, so it is. Yeah.
And from anything you heard today, was any of it encouraging at all, or it doesn't go far enough in terms of the housing situation?
If the more houses they build, the better chance you have of getting stabilised, the price is stabilising and getting within an affordable rate.
And that's Paddy O'Connor there, ending that report by Una Kelly from Naas Community Men's Shed. And very interesting, they're all concerned for their own situations, of course, but predominantly it seems from that, from Una's report, for the situation of their children and grandchildren. You can text us to 51551.